Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Can you remember something good that happened to you last week? Do you remember maybe something sad that happened to you lately? There are many things we remember. Some of them may be happy, some of them may be sad, and some very important for us to remember. God says that He has some very important things He wants us to remember. Can you think of something important for us to remember in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis? That's right. You guessed it. He wants us to remember about how He created the world. In the second book of the Bible, Exodus, God did another important thing, and He wants us to remember. We've been learning from Exodus, haven't we, about God's people, the Hebrews, and how they were slaves in Egypt. Moses kept going to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and saying, "The Lord says, let my people go." And even though God sent many plagues, still, Pharaoh refused to let the Hebrews free. Do you remember some of those plagues? In our lesson today, God is about to send the 10th plague. Moses gave careful instructions to the Hebrew people. Take a male lamb without blemish or fault, the firstborn of its mother. It can be from the sheep or from the goats. Keep it apart for 4 days, and then it will be killed in the evening of that 4th day. You are to take the blood of that lamb and strike it on the 2 side posts and the upper part of the door of your house. Then you shall keep your family inside your home, and none of you, not one of you, is to go out that door until morning. Roast the lamb you killed with fire and eat it with unleavened bread. That means bread with nothing in it like yeast or baking powder. And they were to eat that bread with bitter herbs. And then Moses told them, get your things packed and ready. Have your shoes on your feet and your traveling clothes on. Even have your walking staff in your hand as you eat this meal. And eat it in a hurry. This is the Lord's Passover meal. For at midnight, God will pass through the land of Egypt and will kill all the firstborn children in every home, even the firstborn of the animals. The blood on your door will be for your protection. For God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not destroy your firstborn. The safety of the oldest child in each Hebrew home depended on God seeing the blood on that door. The Hebrew people believed and obeyed God's instructions very carefully. That night, all the Hebrew people were ready. They were inside their homes with the blood on their door. Exodus 12:29 tells us that at midnight there was a great cry in Egypt, much screaming and crying, I'm sure, for the Lord had passed through Egypt with that 10th plague. God had killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the poorest person in Egypt, even of the animals. Of all the Egyptian homes, the Bible says there was not a house where there was not at least one dead. But all the Hebrew families were spared, for when the Lord saw the blood on their door, He passed over their homes, just as He had promised. But the Egyptians could not escape that terrible plague, and that night they were screaming and crying over all their dead loved ones. Yes, Pharaoh too, because his firstborn son had also died. In the middle of the night, he called for Moses and demanded, take the Hebrew people and leave this land. Well, you can be sure the Hebrew people were packed and ready, even with their walking staffs in their hands. Also, God had put on the hearts of the Egyptians to give them much expensive jewelry and clothes So the Hebrew people also went out rich. What a strange and wonderful night it was for them. After 430 years of being in Egypt and multiplying to about 2 million people, the Hebrews were leaving the land. No more slavery, no more beating, no more killing their boy babies. To the Hebrews, it was probably like a happy dream. They were walking out free, facing an exciting future of becoming a nation of their own. The Bible says as they left, there was not even one feeble person among them, even among the older Hebrews. God told the Hebrews that this was an important night for them to remember. From that time on, the Hebrew people would have a special holiday every year called Passover, where they would eat special foods and have special activities to remember the night of the Passover. Through the hundreds of years since that night, the Hebrews, or Jewish people we call them now, have celebrated Passover. In fact, if you look on most calendars, you will see the Passover holiday in late March or April. As Christians, we don't usually celebrate Passover, but we do remember our Passover lamb that was sacrificed for our sins. As believers, we remember the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus when we observe communion or the Lord's Supper in our church. If you know the Lord Jesus, every day should be a time to remember and to offer much thanks and praise to God for Jesus, your Passover lamb. Thank God that He passed over your sin because of Jesus. If you've never believed on Jesus that you might be saved and you want to do that, would you bow your head and close your eyes right now where you are and pray this prayer after me? Dear Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. Today I understand the punishment for my sin is everlasting death. But I believe you came down from heaven as God's perfect Son. I believe you loved me and gave your life on the cross for my sin. Lord Jesus, will you come into my life right now and save me from sin? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Did you pray that prayer with all your heart? If you did, you can be sure God has passed over your sin. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.